T-minus 30 seconds. T-minus 20 seconds. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
The following program is rated TVMA for language. We want everyone to be able to enjoy the program, but sometimes things happen, and we may say things that may be offensive to some or non-conducive to others. So in other words, shit happens. Oops.
Niggas coming.
Chilling out them dunks like I got the 23 on the front, or I got the 7 on the back. 7 Wallace one, got the Saka one. Might catch me at the Emirates in the dressing room, giving out dabs. So duppy in the verse, cause I'm about to body that, cause I can. Took a flick with your girl and your mum, and your sister and your auntie, cause I can. Table looking like an off license. Lay low pack, got the license. On a zoop, on a roof, cause I can. By the way, AJ is my guy, sorry Tyson. Are you mad? I can say what I want, cause I can. Talent is a blessing and that's my religion. 48 years old and I could beat up your dad.
Nigga.
Yes, sir! This nigga spitting.
Damn, nigga!
That was, interest ain't fucking around, my guy. He ain't fucking around. Why can I not hear you? Can anybody else hear Jay? What happened? Did you not, your it says that your mic's on, but I can't hear you. Can anybody else hear Jay? Everybody else is asking if you're muted, so I don't know if your mic got unplugged or something. Okay, well, Jay figures that out real quick. Welcome to the 175th episode of Blurreds in the Hood. I am the Swaggy Blurred Wednesday Marshall. That is the resident super villain, Mr. Jay Washington. I was not ready for that. That was impressive as shit. I'm going to buy some time because you know how Jay gets if we just move on the show without him. So while he reboots, I'm going to play it again. Why the fuck?
I'm that unk chilling out them dunks like I got the 23 on the front, or I got the 7 on the back. 7 Wallace one, got the Saka one. Might catch me at the Emirates in the dressing room, giving out dabs. So duppy in the verse, cause I'm about to body that, cause I can. Took a flick with your girl and your mum, and your sister and your auntie, cause I can. Table looking like an off license. Lay low pack, got the license. On a zoop, on a roof, cause I can. By the way, AJ is my guy, sorry Tyson. Are you mad? I can say what I want, cause I can. Talent is a blessing and that's my religion. 48 years old and I could beat up your dad.
My man said young 48 years old and I could beat up your dad, bro.
Dude, I mean, bruh, it's kind of higher in these streets. I did introduce you. I introduced us both and I said to buy time because you know how Jake gets. I'm going to play this a second time.
Okay. So, what's up? Okay, what had happened was, it was just an issue with the mic. The shit was working before we went live. I don't know what had happened when we, I didn't change shit.
Probably when I hit the intro, you threw off your headphones real quick because you said you had to go, you know, oil up. I had to wash up.
Yeah. I'll say something. So this is what, did you just Howard Dean me, nigga? They do, yeah.
I'm a wash up.
Yeah. So what had happened was I knew my face was a little dry and I was like, I can't come on here with ashy face. So I went and threw my cocoa butter on and I was like, cool. For those who are new to the show, he's already introduced you. Shouts out to my shirt. Now my microphone goes out. I already know court ain't shit. So if I haven't seen the shirt, 100% eat ass. Okay, cool. Just want to make sure we put that shirt out there. There we go.
Oh man, they really wanted to know. Oil up.
My face, nigga, my face.
All I'm saying is Idris Elba and have you watched a lot of interviews with him?
I watched a few.
Dude, he honestly is a beast. And he talks about how he was like out here doing his thing, like so The Wire, right? He was like, that was it. He was like, I was on my last straw. I didn't have anything left. So I went and did this audition and I wasn't even supposed to be there because the guy that wrote it was like, I don't want no Brits. I want a motherfucker who is like from one of the hoods in America, especially Baltimore, preferably, so they know what the deal is. So of course this nigga lies and does his whole, he does his fake accent, which no one knew. I was one of those people that didn't know he was British until he did a fucking interview and you go, what? So he does the audition. He kills it. They want to have a sit down with him. And then all of a sudden, he's trying to continue to do the accent. He's like, so yeah, what hood of Baltimore are you from? He's like, the South Side. He was just trying to like shit his way through it. But we all know that was the moment for him.
Yeah,
that
it changed everything. That
is what put Idris on the map.
All right, and real quick. I want to make sure. Yeah. You said that. I need to acknowledge something. Let's acknowledge this out the way early, okay? Mm-hmm. We already know that we said on Tuesday for the goal we hit, we were going to do the Taco Bell wings. True. Here was the problem. We cannot do them. If you followed us on Twitter and everything, here's what happened. So yesterday, we both, you know, said, I'm at the crib. I get a phone call from him. I'm like, what the fuck didn't happen? Calls me back. He was like, hey, man, Kristen told me wings done tomorrow. So, like, we got to, like, tonight. So, we got to get them now.
We were going to pre-record it.
We were going to pre-record it.
Yeah.
So, I called 5 Taco Bells near me.
And I went to 4.
All sold out.
I told Jay, because Jay, while Jay did that, I was like, all right, I'm going to drive to the ones around here. Come down here. We'll tape it at my house, whatever, right? So, I'm driving around. I get to 1, and it's very clear that this nigga has had nothing but niggas show up and ask about this wings. I was like, hey, man, y'all still got them wings? He goes, nigga, we don't sell them here. And I was like, yo, like,
sir,
chill, bro.
Like, sir,
chill, bro.
So unfortunately, we could not eat the Taco Bell wings. We didn't know they were only available for a week. Like, it was only a week. Nobody knew this because I was like, all right, I'm going to try to Postmate it or whatever and see if I can get it. Nothing. Right.
I had heard, but I thought we had until Thursday. I did not know that it was ending yesterday, which is why we were trying to pre-record it.
So. Somebody had a great idea.
Oh, so here's what we're going to do.
I don't want to do this.
Next Tuesday.
I don't want to do this.
So my homeboy used to be a crew on Hot Ones. And he has collected some of the sauces over the time that he's been working at the crew. So I'm going to hit him up. We're going to borrow the sauces. We're going to do a Hot Ones challenge during Tuesday's episode.
What the fuck? Oh, shit.
Yes, sir! This nigga spitting.
Damn, nigga!
Literally.
But go like, ahead. I'm genuinely already anticipating Jay being out here like...
More do you want from me? Oh, my God.
So, I mean, I wish my camera could zoom in. I had the privilege like his camera because y'all can see I'm thinking about this shit now and I'm crying. Okay.
So here's the thing. When we did it with the homeboy, because Kasser apparently is inviting himself over because he did it with me as well when we did this. It was, you've met Dom before. So Dom was the one that put this thing on. We did it was like 14 sauces and that shit was wild. We're not going to do all that. We'll do like a 6-7 sauce, whatever. And the other thing we did is we did a cling the wing challenge. We're not going to do that either because I don't want you to die. You can take a bite or two to munch on the shit. And now I'm going to warn you. Get all your shit ready, nigga. I know you're a little lactose intolerant. Buy a milkshake. Get some Pepto. Because I will tell you, my stomach and my booty hole rebelled against me when I did this. But I also had 14 fucking wings in the last 6 uppercut. So I'm just warning you ahead of time. It was a whole thing. But Jay, we do an hour long show, right? We'll do a wing every 10 minutes. How about that? Is that okay with you?
If I don't make it, y'all, it's been real.
But to that point, what we would ask on Tuesday.
Is that you pray for my soul, your, my spirit,
you,
nigga.
You pray for everybody, and if you have it in your spirit to do so, to donate and tip because Jay gonna need it for his funeral fund. I'm gonna tell you that right now. Fuck the pocket pussy fund. We gonna need it for the Jay funeral fund. All right.
I got a text message. I just got a text message to say, "Oh my god, you eat ass. I can't with you." Let me tell you something. I feel like this late great Patrice O'Neal said like this: if you don't eat ass and you eat a woman's vagina, it's an insult because it's right there. It's just a piece of aluminum foil to separate. Okay. Anyway.
So all that being said, Jay, what I would highly recommend. And again, the best move that has
been. This is real shit. Mike Bussell is saying, Wizards trying to kill.
I'm trying to kill nobody. We promised you that we would do the Taco Bell challenge. And we couldn't. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even a challenge. We were just going to try the wings. So we're going to do something even better than that. And on top of that, the other thing that we just want to throw out there, Jay, I'll send you the video. If you guys have never heard of the food theorists, the film theorists, the game theorists, they did one specifically about conquering the Hot Ones challenge and what is the best move. I will send you the video. You can choose what you want to use as your D-fire food. But again, I'm trying to tell you, milkshakes, chef's kiss. You got the ice cream, you got the milk, all of that shit, taking it down, and the coolness, all of that collectively will save your motherfucking life. But I'll let you choose what you decide you want to use to do this. So that is what we're doing on Tuesday. Okay, it is indeed going to be some serious chicken. That's about as real as it's going to get. I'm going to tell you right now. But it should be a good time. So that is what will be happening on Tuesday. But for now, we got a whole show we got to do today. And normally you ask me first, but I'm already talking. So Mr. J. Washington.
My nigga.
Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga.
My nigga.
What you been doing?
Reevaluating my future on Blurs in the Hood. You know, as of 15 minutes ago, I was like, I don't think this show may be worth it anymore. It may be worth it anymore. No, it's been cool, man. I've been watching, catching up on a lot of shit. I just watched the most recent episode of Family Guy, watched all of Peacemaker, which we'll talk about in a second, because my God. Went to the gym this morning and decided to take today to be my one day out of every two, three weeks when I actually try to lift heavy and see how strong I am. So I did my shoulder shrugs with all five, you know saying, the plate, it can hold 545 plates at the most on each side. So I did that with each side, 225 with the shrugs, you know what I'm saying? I was like, all right, let's get these shoulders in here, you know what I'm saying? So did that. What else did I do? I'm just trying to debate if I'm going to... Okay, so this is what happened. This is the story. Mm-hmm. So I get the notification on Twitter from the site supply when it's letting you know about new drops with Walmart, PS5s, et cetera, et cetera. I got a PS5 again. Well, here's the problem. I got it. I was able to do the loan thing through a firm.
You got it from who?
From Walmart. I bought it.
Nigga, did you accidentally put my phone number? Because Walmart called my ass talking about, I didn't want to talk to you about your order. And I was like, what the fuck?
No, that didn't.
Nigga, I was very confused. I was like, I ain't ordered no shit from Walmart.
No, I'm never gonna put no nigga. We know what this is, but here was the problem. Instead of me being able to, and everybody's like, yo, you should be able to keep it. I can't because I'm trying to get a car. So I have to be fiscally responsible. I have to be adult. So I canceled the order. I was pissed because I was like, yo, I was able to get it and do the whole payment thing where I could pay like $100 for 6 months. And then I was like, yeah. But then I was like, nigga, you're going to need that money for a car and everything. And I found out my nightclub job is still happening this weekend. I was like, I ain't coming. I was like, I'm not going. He was like, oh, last weekend was the only weekend we were off. I was like, oh, well, I'm not going. I said, next weekend I might be there. But, ain't really shit happened the past 48 hours. I was really talking about it. I mean, depending on what this show does today and everything, I might go for a second workout. Who knows? It is what it is. Let me just get that out the way. So much to talk about. Winston. Hey, Marshall.
My nigga.
Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga.
My nigga.
What you been doing?
I've been good, man. Staying busy today, working on the thing I'm working with Roxy, which is cool. We started the rewatches of Batman, so that should drop, I believe, tomorrow, since we're about 7 weeks out, though. We were talking about it during the recording. There's a high probability that they're probably going to push Batman, if we're being real. Mm-hmm. Like, if Omicron is continuing and even Deltacron is continuing the way it is, they're not trying to fuck their box office, and they might push it to the summer. So we'll see what happens there.
This is something I can get behind right here, Chris Lee, instead of a bucket.
I mean, that's true. That's true. But, look, we all just wanted to donate to something to give you some relief and some pleasure.
Okay. Not, for the record, for those who are watching this, also, Winston forgot to say this earlier. We've been pretty stagnant with our numbers here on YouTube. We appreciate all y'all that are here.
I just didn't bring it up yet. But
I just wanted to get it out early. If you're watching us for the first time, please subscribe. Please tell people about the show. We're trying to build this, and we can only do so much on our own, and we need y'all. So
we'll have a discussion later in the show about something we're considering and what your thoughts are. We're curious because, again, we built this neighborhood together, so we want your input as much as the ideas we come up with. But so I just got off the phone. Like, one, I'm helping my mom with the project, which has been kind of cool.
Sorry.
You gonna come after me for my phone ringing, nigga? You gonna play videos all loud and shit? You
can't get the mute button, nigga. No, what had happened was I had got tagged in something on Instagram by the company that I'm wrestling for. So I thought it was the flyer for my specific match. That is on me. I didn't know that they had commented on the video that I had posted. So what? So you know what? I'm not gonna be putting up. You know what? Look at this graph. Oh, no, that's what the fuck I meant to say. Nigga, that whole song played in the locker room in the gym today, and I almost lost my motherfucking mind. Like, look at this photograph. I said, I put everybody in this.
Every time a dude makes me laugh, like, literally. Like, it literally makes me laugh. But other than that, so I got, my mom was hooking me up with a friend of hers. She is a producer herself, kind of has this hookup for something. I need to do some research on it and figure it all out. But it's kind of like a situation similar to what they kind of do with Tyler Perry Studios in Atlanta. They do out here in LA, where like you go and be a part of a production for like a good 6 weeks, and you have to quarantine at like they have a massive facility with like a bunch of housing and stuff like that. Where I would, if I end up doing this, I would go there, I would be living there for a bit and working on this film that they're working on, but then also be in it. So it's one of those things where you both work, but then they give you a part and they work in tandem together. And apparently, I didn't realize this, a number of the homies that we know that you see on network TV today have actually worked with this group. So I got to look into it more. I got to see kind of what it means. I've already got a lot of things on the calendar. So if it's something that's happening now, I don't know if I can necessarily just cancel fucking everything like that, including even this, but I got to look into it. But if it's a legitimately good thing and it's something I can make work, it could potentially be like a big deal, and I'm kind of here for it. So again, that's people just asking what I've been doing today. It was learning about this. And so now I got to look and see if that's like a viable thing, but we'll get into that more as that actually pops up. We'll see what happens, man. But for now, I'm just excited about this wing challenge next week and talking about
I'm not gonna lie to you. Listen, I'm here. Look, I'm a good sport. We know this. I will do certain things for the show to help to grow the show, things like that. I have already, as of last week, went through the most anally explosive situation in my life thanks to an overabundance of probiotics and superfoods in my system, right?
Quick, I get you. Quick question. You never, did you send it to the proper email? Because if you didn't, because she told me that, like, mister, you got yours, didn't you? Because I remember my mom told me that she got yours to you. So if you didn't send it the right email, that might be why she didn't get it. It is not a cult. I'm seeing a lot of people saying, is this a cult? It sounds like a cult. It's not a cult at all. But I appreciate you being concerned about that. But no, that's not what it is. But Weedman Wade, let me know what email you sent it to and whatnot, and we'll try and figure it out. But mister, correct me if I'm wrong, you got your stuff, right? Because I believe you're on the show. The second email y'all posted, you sent it to this, right?
All right, let's just see if that happens.
Yep, mister did say he got his, so we got to figure out what's going on.
Okay, all right. So again, I just want to live. I just want to live, and I feel a lot. Here's my thing. This is my thing. Again, we set a goal for our fans, and our fans reached out and they said, yo, we'll do this easy ass shit. And when it was just Taco Bell wings, I was like, yo, the little $300 goal we set was nothing. Now I know I got to burn my whole motherfucking intestinal lining for $300. I hate everybody. If we should have set this shit to 8 or 9, then I'd be like, yeah, I eat all the fuck out this. Never mind. Go ahead.
Okay, I honestly believe that everybody will be very gracious with us. If we're gonna sit here and do this and get the bubble guts, I think that everybody will be very
bubble polite. Guts, nigga. I'm about to have Cisco's Enter the Dragon in my goddamn digestive tract.
Look, man. Look, do you want out? Do you want out?
I'm here, man. I'm just gonna fucking.
I'm just asking. If you want out, we can figure something else out and try and do it. I'm not. Look, in the same way that there are certain things that I draw
sir, on, sir, Blurs in the Hood. Is Winston A. Marshall, Jay Washington.
I'm just making sure.
For you to do a Blurs in the Hood challenge by yourself that I'm not either, if I'm not recording it and in reverse switch, it make no fucking sense. So with that being said.
So all I will say is this, bro. I believe that you will live, but I'm going to tell you who a lot of people don't live. Is a bunch of motherfuckers that are in Peacekeeper, bro. Peacemaker, and I'm trying to tell you the show is fire. Peacemaker dropped this week, man.
I hate you.
Why? Because I'm good at transitions. Bro, here's the thing. Peacemaker is fire motherfucking flavor. I'm only an episode and a half in, and this shit is incredible. Jay, I know you've seen all three of the first episodes. What are your thoughts, man?
Let me tell you something. John Cena has already proven he's an amazing actor, right? I just recently rewatched.
I guess Kristen and Cassar are both going to join us, so we'll have two guests that will do this wing shit with us, bro.
I don't give a fuck about y'all tolerance. Sorry.
Sultan of Segway.
Sorry, my bad. My heart got into that real quick. My apologies. Love you, Kristen. fuck about y'all. Yo, like I said, John C., I just rewatched Vacation Friends. With him, okay. Rael, Yvonne Orji, it's fucking okay. Amazing. Him as Peacemaker, there's something about this character when James Gunn allowed him to make Peacemaker the way he wanted to make Peacemaker, because I don't know if you noticed, James Gunn told John Cena, do not read any Peacemaker comics. Do not do research on it. I want you to kind of take your, give your own take of it. Act like Captain America as a douchebag, right? Which he did. And the first 6 minutes of the first episode with him and the janitor will have you crying laughing, nigga.
Yo. All we'll say is someone may or may not call out cops, essentially, over-policing black people and how they need to do better. I'll put it that way. That's the nigga, only thing I'll say.
It is. You'll hear people say it because it's like the running joke is, hey, man, it's a rumor you a racist. And you got Peacemaker the whole time like, I kill white people too. And it was like, damn.
But not at the same rating. And then he tried to be like, he's like, it's not my fault that crime is proportionate. No. Miss me with that shit. You don't watch enough white people. He goes, fine. I will stop trusting white people. I will stop trusting white people. Is that fine with you?
Spoiler. Because we all know Vigilante is in it. There's a part where Vigilante was like, look, I kill a lot more white people. You're like, what is happening?
All we'll say, we'll leave it at that. We're talking about the same way we were doing the Doom Patrol and everything else. For Blurs, we're going to do spoiler reviews of the show because we're both fucking hooked, man. But I can't, I honestly believe, I said this to Jay before the show. I believe that this show, like, John Cena has already been kind of a big deal and an A-list celebrity for a minute now. This will be the moment that, the same way that something happened with The Rock, where he went from, I'm in the Scorpion King, and I did the Tooth Fairy, and, like, I'm out here. But then something switched, and all of a sudden The Rock became the guy. This is going to be the thing that pushes John Cena.
It's the opening credits to Peacemaker. Every other DC show has their own, like, certain basic opening credits. I highly recommend you watch the opening credits to Peacemaker. Because it's going to have you going to be like, oh, yo, like, dude, what the fuck?
Dude, the opening credits to Peacemaker is fucking amazing. But everything about this, including even my favorite part so far, like, other than John Cena killing it, it actually might be Peacemaker's dad. Because
Robert Patrick
he is insane. He is insane, but we'll leave it at that because we're going to do that full review on everything, man.
And so Eagly, we've all seen it to the trailers with Eagly.
Yeah.
You're going to love Eagly more than you thought you were supposed to.
Like, for sure.
You know, like, I love this dude, the little Eagle more than I should. But just speaking from couples that are together and Peacemaker and Eagly, couples that are now about to be the fuck apart. Jason Momoa has announced that him and Denise Huxtable are splitting up.
Can you use her real name? At least Benet, stupid son of a bitch.
Aquaman, which, by the way, they shit on Aquaman and Peacemaker. Oh, my God.
Oh, him fucking fish.
And they shit on Aquaman. Hold on. They shit on Aquaman so hard. It's like the dude in the aquarium say he give him a 50 to go to the back and do what he do with a surgeon. Think with a sturgeon. I said, okay. But Jason Momoa has a... Love is dead.
Michelle said it. Love is dead. They're breaking up, man.
Now, Jason Momoa posted this to his Instagram. He says, we have all felt the squeeze and changes of these transformational times. A revolution is unfolding, and our family is no exception, feeling and growing from the seismic shifts occurring. And so we share our family news that we are parting ways in marriage. We share this not because we think it's newsworthy, but so that as we go about our lives, we may do so with dignity and honesty. The love between us carries on, evolving in ways it wishes to be known and lived. We free each other to be who we are learning to become. Our devotion unwavering to the sacred life and our children, teaching our children what's possible, living the prayer, may love prevail, J and L. Here's the biggest thing about this. This shows just how much the lockdown has really gone to affect relationships. You know, a lot of people say people got married and, you know, vows are from, I used to be married years ago to my son's mom, divorced, man, whew. Dodge that bullet, nigga. But, you know, the vows are for better or worse, sickness and health, and et cetera, et cetera. But the beautiful thing about marriages normally are the couples aren't around each other normally 24/7, 365 days, right?
Hold on. So Amy's saying, how much more pretentious can you fucking get? I don't find that pretentious. Is it just me? Did you think that was a pretentious?
No, it's basically saying we breaking up, y'all. Let us do this. But they have to make this statement one way or another, because it's like
you got
to
make it before someone is seen out with somebody else. Yep. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think that anybody's cheating. I think this is just them, instead of being too much where Jada keeps putting shit out there. I think this is a way for them to be like, hey, look, a lot of things have happened to everybody. This didn't really work for us. We still love each other and we love our family. So just so you know, that's what's going on. Leave us alone. And I think I thought that was a very respectful way. The thing that gets me is seeing how much they loved each other and how they were so romantic with each other. It just breaks my fucking heart.
I was telling Winston and Kristen yesterday that for Lisa Bonet's birthday, he had got her first car, an old car she had got it completely restored and back into working condition for a birthday present, because she loved that car and that was how much he loved her. And he put a lot of money and time and effort into that. But again, people are saying love is dead. Now, you know, again, I have seen so many couples I know that have gotten married within the time I've been here in Los Angeles and they have gotten divorced. It is ridiculous. I was like, yo, like, again, I understand that, you know, partners who are not used to being up under one another 24/7, 365, which no relationship is, had to deal with this for the first time. And then it was like, we're normally able to separate, but you cannot separate.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I think that is one of those things that, you know, that quarantine, like you said, was just as much fucking people up who were by themselves as it was fucking people up who were all, like, the number of parents I know. I'm sure there's plenty of people watching this right now that were like, get these fucking kids out of my motherfucking house.
I don't know if she watches this. My daughter's mom to this day was like, I don't give a fuck if you shut the rest of this world down. Don't shut schools down. Get this little motherfucker out of my house.
Well, and this is, there's two things. First of all, if you ever needed proof that teachers need a fucking raise, because what they're really doing is babysitting your motherfucking kids for a few hours. So you can make money so that you can get away from them. It's not to say that people, like, because the truth is your kids, your significant other, your friends, we all love the people in our lives, or hopefully you do, but you need a break from them. And the truth is, I'm sure a lot of parents know better than I do, because I'm just an uncle out here in these streets. You really need a break from your kids, because your kids are dependent on you to do everything. And so to have to still then take care of them for 24/7 while also still being responsible for paying for shit and like and paying bills. It's a lot. So I am not surprised that it's not just dealing with the kids, but also just with the relationships and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So
there's, again, the lockdown period. If the pandemic was just a normal pandemic, I don't know what such thing as a normal pandemic, but not where we had a quarantine, stay-at-home order, lockdown in place. I mean, it wasn't a real lockdown. It was just a stay-at-home order. But where we had this, where there was nothing to do but be around. Like, even people who had homes, again, we're talking about Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet, who clearly have enough to have a home that will keep them far enough from each other, right? So if there's an argument, you know how people say, I'll go in one room, et cetera, et cetera. Didn't hit that point. And again, I believe the lockdown period played a factor to that. And it's like, yo. So, I mean,
there is something to be said that when, like you said, it's not just go to the other room. If something goes wrong, you can be like, I'll be back. And someone goes to the bar. Someone goes to the gym. Mm-hmm. Someone goes to, you know, watch the football game. Someone goes to the book club. Whatever it is that you can get some distance for a bit allows you to just calm your shit and come back together. But if you always in the same spot, so even like if all you need is, I just need like 4 hours because I'm upset to not see you for a second. You know what I'm saying? But you realize you might cross in the kitchen and your ass like, hey, you get your water, you walk back to the other room. That doesn't help. You know what I'm saying? You need to be able to decompress.
And I saw somebody say in the neighborhood that Hollywood divorces happen all the time. This is very true. Celebrity divorces happen consistently. But this is in line with a lot of relationships in general that the two of us have seen. I know the relationships I've seen that have lasted and kind of strengthened throughout this are those where the partners had their own places. You know what I'm saying? It sounds weird because, you know, you can have, you two can come together during the whole quarantine period and stay with each other a couple of days at a time in one place and go to the other. But again, if needed, you can separate from one another. You know what I'm saying? If needed, you can separate. And so that helped out a lot of couples. It made them stronger. It made them rely on one another even more. Different things play different factors into stuff. So let's see how that goes. Streamlabs.com/blurreds in the hood/tip. We forgot to say it in the beginning of the show. I noticed that. Streamlabs.com/blurreds in the hood/tip. I am super excited about this next story. My homeboy, David Ramsey, is coming back to the Arrowverse. We all have been wondering what was going to happen. Is he going to take up the mantle as the Green Lantern, et cetera, et cetera? Well, he is currently going to be putting a new gang of superheroes together for the CW. John Diggle, played by David Ramsey, is going to headline the Justice U, which is in development for the CW currently. Now, what is said to happen is he's going to embark on a new mission to recruit fellow metahumans to live undercover as freshmen at a prestigious university. There, he's going to oversee their education and train the heroes of tomorrow. Now, it's picked up to series because, of course, they will shoot the pilot. Ramsey will stay aboard as the he's going to direct the pilot as well because he's directed some episodes of it. Again, this is also another Greg Berlanti production. And he has been seen across the Arrowverse still in the shows. And again, we all wondering, was he going to pick up the mantle? I don't know if this is their way of subverting that and saying, yo, he doesn't have to be Green Lantern.
Oh, no. But, so here's the thing. I don't know if I misheard you or you read it wrong. They're saying if it says if it's picked up to pilot. Meaning yeah, I thought you said that it already was picked up to series. It hasn't been. I misunderstood. I thought that's what you said. That's why I was saying it's in development and they haven't made a decision yet if they're going to do it or not.
Because there are a lot of shows that Berlanti has said, oh, no worries. There are a lot of Arrowverse shows that Berlanti was set to pitch that would come out and they just didn't get a go. Green Arrow and the Canaries, which their biggest issue with that was you decided to set it in the future. You didn't fucking need to set it in the future. You could have just let them be currently in the same day and time. It's just weird as shit that your grown ass kids are here before they even born. It's just weird.
So again, someone just asked, wait, Diggle's getting his own show. They are in development. meaning that we have not, you've not gotten the green light full blown. Yes, go make the show. They are developing the show, and if all thing goes, everything goes well, then they will move forward with it. So we're crossing our fingers, man. Like, you know, I haven't had the, you know, I haven't had the pleasure of meeting David before, but I know that's your boy, and he is one of the most loved characters in the Arrowverse. So we're putting all that good energy out there that not only does do they love the show, they go, give us a full 24 episodes and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, super cool dude. Like, every time I've been around Dave, you know, it's just been a good dude, good energy. It's somebody, there are people you know and I know that you just want to see great. Like, you don't want to put negative energy to anybody, right? But there are people you just want to see great things happen to, and people who are deserving. Like, let's just be real. If you get, you get David as John Diggle in Arrow season one, a made up character for the show, right? And the character is picked up so well that they introduce him in the comic books. And then they try to figure out, how can we retcon this and swerve this potentially where he may be John Stewart? You know, he has some of the same accolades and the same demeanor, military, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, we'll see what it is with that. Did you see what I put on the run sheet about our next story? Because I think we might have to skip it because I didn't get the asset for it. I didn't pull everything.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, we don't. The long story short, we can cover this because we're still going to do stories on Tuesday. We're just going to be focusing on the Hot Wings. We can talk about the SAG Award nominations on Tuesday.
Okay.
But they happened, and there's a few snuffs, so potentially. So we'll talk about
Insecure
that.
Primarily. Insecure wasn't nominated for nothing.
Insecure is one. Kristen Stewart, apparently, as Diana. People are really confused why that didn't happen either. She didn't even sniff nothing. So, like, there's a number of ones that we definitely need to talk
Which
about.
Which is weird when it comes to the SAG Awards because it's us.
Yeah.
It's us. It's but, the actors.
But that's the thing, though. That's why the whole idea of it potentially being a snuff, it may not necessarily be. Just because, again, it's never for the show's production. It's just for the straight acting. And the funny thing is, I need to go and look at what actually got nominated and stuff like that. As amazing as Insecure was, I wasn't out here necessarily thinking it, like, it deserves, like, I think it deserves hella, like, Emmy and Golden Globes as far as, like, you know, writing or series, comedy series or things like that. But I wasn't necessarily looking at it. I was like, damn, like, I didn't look at them the same way I'm looking at John Cena or I looked at Will Smith for King Richard or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Where I'm like, that was phenomenal. Like, you know, it was good. It was
first very, of all, very why good. Is that like, the voice? Show. Why is that the worst? That was, why'd you go to Vince McMahon? That was phenomenal.
Sometimes I'd be talking and voices come out, bro. I don't know what to say.
You went to Vince McMahon and Gorilla. If you've ever, for those who've never had the pleasure of when you see behind the curtain, when people come back, when Vince McMahon is literally sitting there.
This was the big one for me. That yes. There was no nominations for The Harder They Fall. Now that didn't make sense to me, but again, we'll talk about that on Tuesday. We'll make sure you have the assets and everything that's going on.
All right. This one is going to be a motherfucker.
I think this is going to be amazing. When I heard the fucking premise and knowing who's involved, I was like, let's fucking go, bro.
So South Park creators Matt Stone and Trey Parker are teaming up with Grammy Award winner Kendrick Lamar on a comedy film. Now, here's the plot of the film. The plot follows a black man who is interning as a slave reenactor at a history museum who later discovers that his white girlfriend's ancestors once owned his.
That shit sounds so funny, bro.
I wish I had to go back because I couldn't get the words.
For a number of reasons. First of all, we have seen Parker and Stone take on controversial shit with South Park all those years, with the Book of Mormon, with a lot of the shit that they've done that I trust them to take on shit like that. And you didn't just allow two white boys to be like, we're going to do a show about slavery. You literally would have got Kendrick. If you want to talk about a motherfucker that'd be out here in these streets, you know, activated and all that shit. I honestly believe, and this is the thing, we need to wait and see what it actually looks like before we immediately jump off the deep end. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that. But I think the thing is, I think the overall thing for a lot of black people is just any type of slave themes. We are tired of that being the go-to motif in Hollywood, whether it be television show or film or streaming, whatever how you want to, you know, put it. I think that's the biggest issue more than anything else.
I get that and I agree with that, but I think the difference is, you know who has also verbally said that out loud? Kendrick Lamar in a number of interviews. So if that's the case and he is still signed on to help executive produce this project, he must see something in it that he's like, yo, there is something here. Why would he sign up for something if he has openly said the same fucking thing?
Yeah, I get it. I'm of the mindset of, again, do we need slave shows? Like we get all these Underground Railroad, Harriet Tubman movies and TV shows consistently, right? It's just I just want to see. I agree. I gotta see what it is. And Black Scorpio. So here's the funny thing. I know who Black Scorpio 92 is. Winston, meet Winston. He said, I saw someone say it's going to be Get Out meets Night at the Museum. Now, if that be the case.
But that's the thing. That's exactly what it sounds like. Because if you think about it in the same lens, Get Out, technically, it's not slavery per se, but it's kind of slavery. And so it's if people shat on Get Out so fast without seeing it, we would have missed out on one of the greatest movies of all time.
But I think it's, again, I understand what you're saying. You took the themes for Get Out. When people started seeing it, it was like, this is intriguing, right? What made people go see it. But when you keep bringing up slavery, that is like when Benioff and Weiss, the ones who the showrunners for Game of Thrones, they were going to do that show Confederacy of what if the Confederacy won the Civil War? And niggas was like, no.
But the difference with that was, had no major Black people attached to it, and we already were like, not only are you assholes like shitting on the end of Game of Thrones, the first thing you want to do is go out and do a goddamn slave show.
I mean you have one Navigard. Like, you niggas already just fucked up all this with the lighting. You couldn't put in no lights. It was just dark for every episode. But again, it's not even that. And I know you're like, well, you have a Black person attached to this who's prominent. That doesn't matter. Steve McQueen did the Underground Railroad thing on Amazon Prime. People are just tired of slave shit in general.
I get it. I guess the thing, part of it too, and that's the other thing that's different with it. It's not, hey, we're going to go back and be in slave times and shit. It's about a dude in modern day that is already doing some kind of sketch and then finds out that there was a connection that's even worse.
But bro, it don't even, again, I get where you're going, but listen to what he's playing. It's a slave reenactor to find out his girlfriend. It strikes a chord with me. Listen, this is what I want from the neighborhood. Let us know your thoughts. Streamlabs.com/blurtsinthehood/tip. Let us know your thoughts on this subject, because this is,
I hear this main character and all I think about is,
yes, Barry Jenkins. I'm sorry. So Barry Jenkins. That's what I meant. My apologies. I confuse the two sometimes. But again, you know, even though it was Barry Jenkins, people are like, yo, do we got to have more slave shit? Regardless.
Trust me. I said the same thing. And that was something that I was also like, but I guess that's the difference. A lot of the slave shit that we continue to see, you're just showing us the torture all over again. You know what I'm saying? That is ultimately my full-on problem, is some shit like that. I wish they had done better with some of the, like, I thought that Ervo's performance as Tubman, like, mm-hmm. she did a good job, but I didn't think the movie was very good. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to make it, like, a solid fucking that's one thing. But trust me, I get what you're saying. I totally
like that. We've overdone this using slavery as a vehicle, regardless, right?
I don't disagree.
You could have did this where the girlfriend's grandparents were just racist, and then his grandparents worked for them. It doesn't have to be slavery. It could be in the 30s and 40s. This slavery motif is a problem, bro. I get what you're saying. I'm not coming at you angrily.
I know you're not. I know you're not. And again, the only reason why I'm interested is, once again, who is behind it. That is why, realistically, because if there was anybody that I felt that could handle the situation, because this is obviously a touchy fucking subject to tackle, it would be Stone Parker and Lamar. To have the three of them involved, I'm like, okay.
Here's the issue with that. As an EP, now Kendrick doesn't have any producing credits in regards to television and film, right? You know what him being an EP of this can just mean? You just financing the dough. You just finance.
But that's the thing. It is tied to his name. Even if he's financing the dough, if he sees something that he's like, you can go fuck yourself, he can do that. Literally, what could end up happening is he sees what they're doing. He looks at it and goes, if you're not going to change XYZ, I'm out. And then if Kendrick leaves, guess what that does? How bad does your fucking movie look all of a sudden? And then the shit's done. So there is still power involved in that. But again, I digress. We want to know what you think. Let's move on. We've been talking about this for a minute. Let's look at it. Everybody!
Yeah, thank you. So that we hit that real quick. Mr. Cersei, thank you so much for the massive donation. Says, if I can read it, it just says $175 for 175 episodes of Blurs in the Hood. Let's see how it plays out first before we formulate an opinion. But I do agree with Jay that we need some more differing ideas regarding movies and even TV shows that focus on Black culture.
So I will and this right now.
And we got hit over the ears because of that. And Alberto Rios, thank you so much.
Absolutely. As well as Weedman Wade, thank you as well for the donation. Now, I will tell you this. I agree with that. But you know, in order for that to pull it off, Black folk got to continue to try and support the shit that comes out. So, you know, Naomi just dropped.
Fucking amazing.
So let's make sure people are, I haven't seen it yet, but let's make sure people are fucking watching it. Because here's the problem. How many times do quality Black products get put out? People don't show the fuck up, my guy. Like, well, someone earlier said, why can't we get another superhero show? You literally have a brand new one that just dropped. I want to make sure people are fucking talking about it because I haven't seen it in the lexicon. I haven't seen it trending and shit. We need to fucking change that.
Well, here's the issue why, and here's why I think is the issue behind that, why Naomi has not trended. And I want to make sure I preface this by saying this is not with any disrespect at all because it's Ava. And here's why. Here's why. Ava had A Wrinkle in Time, and everybody knows how bad that was, right? Ava was supposed to get New Gods. They just took it from her, right? So when you hear Ava now has another superhero thing, a lot of people are going to be hesitant. Now, I will say this openly on the show. You remove all them hesitations. Naomi is a good fucking pilot.
Not only that. To me, it's stupid for people to immediately jump there when you can go and look at things that Ava has done outside of A Wrinkle in Time. For example, When They See Us. Are you fucking kidding me? That was incredible. So you need to, like, on top of that, and this is something that we need to do better about anyway for non-white male directors, allow motherfuckers to make mistakes. Ava has proven how fucking incredible she is.
I agree.
Why aren't you giving her the benefit of the doubt? Maybe that didn't do so well. She's already proven her fucking mettle, so give her another goddamn chance. I don't understand that.
No, I'm with you. I get you.
No. I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at everybody else that was like, well, they took away New Gods, so it must be. No. You know that DC has kind of been in a little bit of disarray, and they're trying to figure their shit out.
Get your glass.
Oh, shit. I forgot to get it. The other thing I was going to say, and someone said it in here too, Abbott Elementary. People have been talking about it. We got to push both, man.
Abbott Elementary and Grand Crew. If you have not watched Grand Crew on NBC, when I tell you that shit made me tear up because it was like, it is so fucking beautiful. The story, the way it's done, the way it's constructed. This show deserves to be on the mouth of people more. And also it inspired me to like, yo, if I can get these sitcom pilots that I'm writing currently out and to have them pushed on that level, Abbott Elementary, look, I know Janelle James personally. I've had the pleasure of doing so many shows with her. She is fucking hilarious. The legendary Cheryl Lee Ralph, Quinta Brunson is amazing, as well as Tyler James Wilson. Y'all need to be watching Abbott Elementary and Grand Crew. Those are two amazing shows. I've also gone back. So again, we were privy to a lot of shows this past year, right? Run the World on Stars. Shouts out to Amber Stevens West, Breisha Webb, and the rest of the crew. That show's amazing. Harlem over on Amazon Prime, check that out. Yo, there's so many dope shows that are
Wonder Black-led. Years is out. I've heard that that's
the good. Wonder like, Years I'm is saying. Out.
So real talk. I do not disagree that we need to get away from all these slave stories. There are a shit ton of non-slave stories out, and I'm not hearing as much buzz about it as needs to be. And these are quality. So get out
this
there.
This is
and
one. Do that. Here's the first one of one. Two. How long are we going to wait to do the second one?
I'm going to do mine right now. Fuck this shit. Ah! You don't have to. Do whatever you want, bro.
I figured, you know, I don't want nobody thinking I'm going to be bad. I'm already going
to
be crying.
Also, Women in the Movement is about to drop.
It's out now.
It's out?
Yeah, it's out
gotta
now.
Gotta fucking support that shit. You know what I'm saying?
What like, is that one? I'm not familiar with what that's about.
Emmett Till.
Okay, I didn't know.
No, I understand we're still talking about Let's Get Away From Black Trauma, but talk about such an important fucking story that they're doing apparently incredible justice to, and they're already saying that the woman that is playing Emmett Till's mom is already on track to potentially get an Emmy nod. Cheers, man.
Cheers.
There is a lot. Queens. I actually heard Queens is mad good. I haven't seen it yet.
That's the one I gotta watch. With Brandy, Evie, Ruby.
I'm drinking whiskey. Someone asked what my thing of choice is. So all that being said, man.
Mine is tequila because it actually is one of the healthiest alcohols you can drink. And that sounds weird to say. Oh shit, this water's pouring on me.
So all I'm saying is just that. I 1,000% agree we need more non-black trauma content, but even the ones that aren't, you know, as black trauma as like slavery or whatever, we still got like Emmett Till. We have a lot of options out. Get out there and support that shit.
And I agree with you, and I know we got to move on, but I just want to if I can get my last thought on this. Yeah. Why do we have to be relegated to black trauma porn per se?
No, I'm not saying that we have to, but what I'm saying is, guess what happens if you do not support the shit that's not black trauma? And that's all that apparently the white people that are behind Hollywood see people are gravitating towards. Mm. What do you think the fuck's going to happen? We have to support the black shit that's not that. Otherwise, they're like, well, I guess I don't really want it.
Fair enough. All right. You know who clearly wanted it and the moment they had to have it? Kodak Black. Black was
not bad, man. Not bad. I'm impressed.
Thank you, sir. I was trying. Hopefully I can catch up with you. Kodak Black was at a Florida Panthers game, which is the hockey team. And he was in a box. He's in a sky box suite. In a box. Literally. He was next to the Panthers owner. And have fun. So people was believing that Kodak Black was like, yo, I'm gonna go ahead and just fuck during the game. But Kodak Black actually released on Instagram another angle of what was actually happening. I don't know. Have you seen this one?
Yes, I've seen it. See, here's the problem. The way my nigga is like,
But also, Kodak Black looks like that, so he would sound like that. So.
I know. I'm just, look, man. All I know is when I first saw that video, as many people who saw it, they were like, this nigga fucking on camera at a guy. He fucking at a fucking hockey game.
Let's be honest, though. Let's be real. I understand.
What she's wearing, the angle at which he's at, it looks like he's fucking her. Like, no, let's just be real.
No, I'm not even going to say that. What I was going to say was, I know people, like a couple of my homies, and like this is men and women who are like, yo, I'm in a box, nigga. I get to do what I want. And it's going to either fuck or give some head or do something. But like, hey, look. Somebody said it's a walking embarrassment. Is that embarrassing, really? I mean, is it because it's Kodak Black that is embarrassing? Or is it embarrassing just in general? Because again, motherfuckers be at hockey games. I used to work at the United Center. I've seen numerous hand jobs happen in the stands. Okay? Just wanna.
Yo, all I'm saying is, man, like real talk, Kodak Black is just out here for the streets, bro. He's out here like.
Cash money records taking over for the 99 in the 2000s. Shit.
Let me see.
You ain't said nothing but a word, Negro.
Like, you know what I'm saying? He was fucking ready. He was ready like,
I'm God!
Oh, God, bro.
God! God!
He literally was like, beat that ass!
Hit him with that shit!
What you talking about? I'm a demon slaying nigga.
I am personally fucked in the United Center, says Jimmy Nails. Yes.
Jimmy Nails a real one, bro. Jimmy a real one.
Oh, it's not hard. I've been saying that for years. As someone who's worked at the United Center, there are so many places where you can dip off and fuck in the United Center. And that's not just as an employee.
Yeah.
There are so many places you can fuck at in the United States. Let me tell you something, man. Listen, just wanted to make sure I said that. All right, let's go ahead and get into these Streamlabs. Streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. If you want to go ahead and get it in, or if you don't want to do Streamlabs, of course, as always, we offer the option of Cash App and Venmo. Hopefully, my brother is scrolling across the screen. I look at these Streamlabs because
I
need to go buy. I need to go buy another monitor because I realized, I'm really going to need that. Wee Man Way, who, like he said earlier, he's like, I'm broke, but I'm giving to the JWPP offering fund. Be blessed. Mr. Cersei, we already acknowledge yours again. Thank you so much, Jimmy Nails. The aforementioned says, here's a question for y'all. Where are the Octavia Butler adaptations or Children of Blood and Bone? There's so much good Afrofuturism to adapt. Why the fuck isn't it happening? That is actually a real good question. I think, again, it's that fear from studios and production companies that no one will gravitate to these. Now, go ahead.
I think part of it, and this is why I say it over and over again, you know, the thing about Black Lightning, for example, we know that there are other reasons why the show kind of came to an end, but one of the things for a number of times, they were like, y'all, will you turn the fucking channel on this shit and watch some Black Lightning? You need, like, I cannot stress it enough. If something is bad, you can be like, I gave it a shot. This shit sucks. And let's just be real about that. I don't think that we should ever support shitty content because then we'll net like, but you should give people a fucking chance. You have to do what you can. And if you don't push it, Hollywood doesn't believe that people are like, again, it's a business. If you don't fucking, yes, go.
No, go ahead. I was going to wait till you were done. Go ahead.
Raised your hand. I thought you
wanted to. I know. I was raising my hand to wait till you were done. I was just waiting till you're done.
That's it. And that's all. We have to support this new shit when it comes out and support it fucking hard, man.
So as someone who was considered family to the cast and crew of Black Lightning, the person who was in the offices and hanging out with the cat, you know, hanging out with everybody, one of the biggest issues, I know a lot of people say, well, sometimes the episodes don't connect with me, blah, 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 right? And also it's like, well, I heard people say sometimes the episodes don't connect with me. They're not like Marvel. And I was like, see, that's where you got to stop immediately. You can't connect the two, compare the two, right? But here was the biggest issue that I had with a lot of people for Black Lightning when we were on the state, when we were in the stay-at-home order, right? How Twitter and Instagram was flooded with everybody like, yo, I'm watching Black Lightning on Netflix. And then they was like, yo, it's so good. And we're all, I'm sitting here as someone who's been a vocal proponent of the show, right? And someone who's, you know, been speaking out about the show heavily was like, are you fucking serious? Like, y'all just now watching it. We've been saying watch it every, like, you know, during the week.
And that's my thing. Someone earlier was saying about God, I don't remember what show it was that we were talking about just a little while ago. I already forgot. It's okay, but they mentioned the comment. Oh, I'm piecing this out. Here's the unfortunate problem. We can't wait until it's going to be released in a massive clump at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand how shows do? Unless they are released in that format, you can't do that because they are watching right away. Who is watching this show? There is a couple of days. The full window is 7 days, but the main window they're looking for is the first 3 days. Who is watching it live? Who's watching it on the DVR? Who is doing that shit right away? And that is the numbers they're paying attention to. If it don't make numbers up front, studios get out. They dip out. There are exceptions to the rule, unfortunately, like Emily in Paris. But for the most part, if you are not watching that shit immediately, they're like, I guess people don't fucking like it. And so that is part of the problem. I'm glad people came back and then were like, man, Black Lightning, fire. You were a little too late.
And again, because of those comments, those are the reason why Painkiller didn't get picked up. Like, I would have loved to see Jordan get the offshoot to his show and see what happens. You know what I'm saying? But I think people forget about this thing. Yes, we love the ease, the accessibility of sometimes waiting till an entire season is out at one time and just watching it, like you stated. But you have to watch when it's episodic weekly because they need those numbers.
unfortunately, however they release it, you got to hit it that way. So if it's a streamer where they're like, we're giving you the 10 episodes now, you need to watch that bitch in a week. And it sucks that you have to do that, but you got to do it. And like, think about Squid Game. Squid Game dropped, and then for 2 to 3 weeks, that's all people were talking. Nigga, I watched the whole thing in a day. Holy shit. Like, you have to do that shit.
And then that stop. And then that's the thing, though. See, that's the issue. And I'm going to read the rest of these Streamlabs. But that's the reason with binging. The issue I have with binging, is you run through a whole season, right? 7, 8, 9, 10 episodes, how many? And for 1 or 2 weeks, it's the number one talked about topic. Mm-hmm. After that, there's nothing. That is why Marvel and Disney, with Star Wars, shall I say, decided to go back to episodic television.
Right. I mean, HBO Max did the same thing. If you
HBO Max as well.
It's a smart move to essentially give you a piece of it and then make you have to come back so it stays on people's minds. Think about how everybody was trying to piece it together with WandaVision. Think about how people were like, what the fuck gonna happen now with US Agent? He just murdered somebody on camera. Like, that people were talking about that shit. People are doing that every week now with Boba Fett. They did it with Mando. So you essentially, what it is, if you do not show up for the appointment television, they make the assumption you don't fucks with it and they move on.
Bingo. All right, let's move on to these next Streamlabs. Fantastic314 says, I hear you, Mr. J, but these guys handled the religious story pretty good. Also, in as far as Matt Parker and Trey Stone with the Book of Mormon, says, also, Taika Waititi handled the Nazi story pretty good as well. This is definitely piqued my interest. Thanks, guys. Now, I will admit, Jojo Rabbit?
No, Jojo Rabbit was amazing. No,
it's I agree. Fucking amazing. But again, I would imagine if I am of a Polish or Jewish, because I know it was mainly Jewish, but I do know some Polish people were influenced by, you know, affected by the Holocaust, that you hear another Hitler story is crazy. And to hear that Hitler is my best friend, you know what I'm saying? My imaginary best friend, that's an issue. But
what's so funny, when you actually watch that movie,
oh, absolutely,
it is about how fucked up the whole Nazi movement was on across the board with this little kid. You know what I'm saying? It's completely just turned sideways and what that means. So, you know, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. So I agree. It goes back to the earlier statements in Mr. Searcy said it, you've said it, many others in the neighborhood have said it. We have to wait until we see it. But again, I just believe there is something else about Black culture. We have shown this. Like, again, we have seen now 4 to 5 in the most recent 5-6 years, at least 5 prominent shows featuring Black women in a positive light, living life, right? Just going through regular shit as life. You get what I'm saying? And we're starting to see that now with Black men. We've seen those shows happen, and some don't get the traction, but others have begun to. We see that. People got pissed at me on Twitter, because I was like, I refuse to watch Licorice Pizza because it's another coming-of-age white teen movie that we've seen over and over again. The coming-of-age thing is consistent, right? It's one of those things I said. And so people were like, oh, what about these Black movies? I was like, yo, we don't get Black movies like that. We're not afforded the luxury of getting Black coming-of-age movies.
Well, I mean, my big thing was, it's not even that I refuse to watch it. I just don't have any interest. So I will probably watch it once they start doing Oscar noms, just because I try and watch as many of them, unless a movie straight out offends me. I still haven't seen Green Book, and I don't ever really plan on doing that, like good for Mahershala. But I have no interest, especially knowing how that was portrayed and the family wasn't fucking with it and shit. It is what it is. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I get what you're saying. That's why I personally didn't fuck with Lady Bird. I saw it. I did not like it. I did not like it, but I loved fucking Coda. You know what I'm saying? Did you see Coda yet?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen it.
It is amazing, bro. Coda is so good. So
okay. Also, let me read this last Streamlab that we got in. Again, you can still get your Streamlabs in if you want to show some love and support. And we want to talk about the conversation earlier about slave movies, Black culture, what Hollywood accepts, and should we move on from these topics? Again, please get those in, streamlabs.com/blurtsinthehood/tip. G. Smith says, Octavia Butler's Kindred is being adapted for FX. I'm not familiar with Kindred. I don't know if you are or members of the neighborhood are. Excuse me. So I would definitely like to check that out. L Boogie says something. I'm just because I saw a couple keywords that caught my eye and I want to acknowledge it. It says, crazy thing is with Black Panther. I know the passing of Chadwick hurt, but I think Marvel shit the bed with following up with Black Panther 2 should have been streamlined to follow up the success. I wonder.
I disagree. And my reason is you got to remember, you just got to remember where we were in the MCU at the time. You were trying to wrap up, 11 years of films. And they had a game plan. I think the only thing that I would have probably been better is if you could have done Black Panther 2 to be at the beginning of Phase 4. But you don't like drop Black Panther, see how well it does, and go, and fucking Endgame and an Infinity War, we're gonna go straight to Black Panther 2. Did you see how much money Endgame and Infinity War made? Like, I think that initial plan to end the Infinity Saga was correct. I just wish they could maybe followed up quicker.
Here's my thing with that. Black Panther, throughout the entire Infinity Saga, is a standalone movie. Mm-hmm. It without the post-credit scene, it doesn't directly. Yes, I know we see T'Challa in Civil War, but the movie in itself is a standalone film. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, it's a standalone.
Just T'Chaka's death, and that's pretty much it.
That's all it is. Mm-hmm. Without the beginning with T'Chaka's death and the end with Bucky, right? The post-credit with Bucky. Getting the arm after that or seeing the White Wolf.
Well, okay. So somebody just said, I agree with El Boogie. They fast track Spider-Man. Remember, they didn't think Black Panther was going to do so well. Well, two things. First of all, let's not pretend like Spider-Man hasn't been one of the biggest properties of all time, period. Mm-hmm. Not just superheroes, but just period. But second of all, while we may not have known about Chadwick, guess who probably did when they were like, yo, and I bet you it's a situation where they were like, we're going to need a minute. You know what I'm saying? They were like, they probably were already thinking, we're going to need a minute. They may have tried to fast track that shit. And Chadwick was like, my nigga, I don't know if I can. You know what I'm saying?
And because he already had a lot of properties. Also, Black Panther had been a property that they wanted to make a movie of back in the 90s. There's a joke about who would have played all these people, but there was a thing about them trying to do the Black Panther movie in the 90s.
Sorry. Cheryl, if you're on Twitch, can you get that out of here? I'm going to try myself, but sorry about that.
No worries. So there was a thing about doing that back in the 90s. Again, we are Black Panther, and I stand on this. Without Black Panther, you don't get the success of a Shang-Chi, Crazy Rich Asians. You don't get the success of an Encanto, all the other directly connected to a culture films. Because it showed that, oh, this culture will come out to support 338. But yeah, and so, you know, you had those movies like that, right? So because of Black Panther, it does that. Now, Kevin Feige has said in interviews recently that they knew when they decided to do Black Panther, there was no one they wanted for the role but Chadwick. But Chadwick had established the lineage by now. Chadwick had done all these movies to say, I can do what you want to do. And again, the thing with Marvel Studios is, we've seen actors who everybody was like, nah, this isn't going to work. And it works. I will always go back to Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man, because Paramount at the time, before there was a Marvel Studios, Paramount was like, hell no, we're not getting Robert Downey Jr. out of all people. You know how much he stays in trouble with the law, et cetera, et cetera. Now, when you go to Spider-Man, though, Spider-Man arguably is the most popular Marvel Comics character of all time.
I would actually argue the most popular comics character of all time. It's between him and Batman.
It's literally between him and Batman.
I understand that, but if you're talking just off of properties, not including, because I actually think both books and movies, I think Spider-Man takes the edge. I know there's been far more Batman movies.
More books too.
You might be more right Batman. About the books. You might be right about the books, but I know Spider-Man is like typically there are three superheroes that get talked about all the motherfucking time. Superman, Batman, and Spider-Man.
Yep.
And Spider-Man and Batman are like this, son. They're like back and forth.
But I'm just saying in general, when it comes to Marvel, Spider-Man has always been their number one character, which is why it hurt Marvel Studios the most that they could not get back the Spider-Man rights from Sony. It's always hurted them. When it came to Black Panther, he was a prominent character for a lot of households, but of course, Black households. It's just the truth. This is Blurs in the Hood. This is what we do. I'm going to keep it a buck with y'all. Black Panther has always been prominent in our households because, yo, a Black king who runs the richest nation in the world with an indestructible metal that's stronger than Wolverine's claws? Are you fucking serious? You know what I'm saying? So we knew that always. But again, the litmus test was, will they come to see him in a theater? And then somebody said, if you put it on screen and you do like you've done these other movies, yes, they will.
But you know what was such a huge element to it? Chadwick was a big deal, but he wasn't as big a deal as some of the other people involved. This really put him on a different echelon. Like, think about it. Coogler had already kind of proved his mettle a little bit, so people were excited about that. Michael B. Jordan was that guy at the time.
He was already Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, he was like, oh, he's in it. It's going to be fire.
Danny Guerrero was already Danny Guerrero from Walking Dead.
Exactly. You started off by introducing the movie. Before you even knew Kendrick was on like the soundtrack helping Ludwig with the score, you knew you had Run the Jewels as the trailer. So you had all these black things popping off. And people were like, what is this? I had people that don't fuck with superheroes at all go, what the fuck is a Black Panther, son? And how do I watch it? You know what I'm saying? that's what was so big about it. You put, for people that had no idea who the fuck T'Challa and Black Panther and Wakanda were, they saw all of the blackest of the black come together for this shit. And they were like, I don't know what the fuck this is, but I'm going to watch the fuck out of it.
But when you say blackest of the black, you have to include one more part. And that's Academy Award winner Ruth E. Carter's costumes. Because I will never forget. Because number one, people saw the waterfall scene.
Yeah.
The waterfall initiation scene with all the different colors and the garbs. Sure. And that was enough, et cetera, on top of everything else.
I agree. I mean, it was all the pieces together. And of course, Angela Bassett's in it too. I know she wasn't featured as much in the trailer. I'm just talking about when that trailer dropped, what that did for people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Specifically when that trailer dropped, you hear Run the Jewels. You see, brought to you by the man that did Creed. Here comes Michael B. Jordan. Like, I know that nigga Chadwick, he played Jackie Robinson. Like, it was all these little things coming together, and you were like, okay. You know what I'm saying? So I'm a big fan. I'm a big, big fan of how they did that, and that's... It was smart. We got to give Disney credit, man. They know how to market shit, bro.
Dude, that's why the saying is, yo, when you take two tequila shots back to back that quick, this is what happens. The saying is, in Feige we trust. Now, I understand people are upset. We talked to E-Man about the recast T'Challa movement, et cetera, et cetera. I won't go for in depth in that, and people are mad about that or how they have their feelings. But again, in Feige we trust because, for the most part, he has done successful. You know, if an MCU movie makes $700 million, it's good. Or even $500 million, they're like, oh, we good. Because, again, Ant-Man made, what, $560? The first Ant-Man movie, they made $560, and they was like, yep, it got legs because, again, it's Ant-Man. You get what I'm saying? It's Ant-Man. And so...
check something.
You're going to check his box office?
I'm checking box office real quick. I mean, the fact that when you also consider... what, like, so even what just happened this past year, the fact that you had Eternals even, and people were honestly arguing whether or not Eternals was good or not and how they felt about it as a whole. Mm-hmm. I personally liked it. I know a lot of people didn't.
I love
the fact that even that passed 300 mil in a pandemic. You know how huge that is? You know what I'm saying? Like,
again, all the movies that came out this year in general that hit theaters that didn't bow in China. And I think people have to understand that. We know for a fact for years, China had always been a big part of the box office market, of the box office draw. But when you had Spider-Man No Way Home hit $1 billion and don't hit China, everybody was like, oh, we good. But again, it goes back to that character. It goes back to the legacy of that character.
Absolutely.
That character is.
Absolutely. And that made me, because, Shang-Chi, a lot of people didn't know who the fuck that was.
Nope.
That did really well. On top of the fact that you have, Black Widow. Everybody's like, man, you should have done this phases ago, but okay. We all did, man. We all did. Stop trying to just be like, I'm always gonna say
I'm the guy. I'm one of the people who are like, we should have did this shit 10 years ago.
I mean, again, everyone said that because it was like, not only should we have done the movie, why the fuck are they in Black Widow toys? You got Iron Man and fucking Captain America. The fact that she's the only woman on the team and she's out here kicking all that and you ain't got no Black Widow toys, my nigga? Like, what is happening? How did everyone else, I mean, I guess not Hawkeye, but that's a whole other fucking conversation. Why ain't she being paid attention to?
El Boogie, I'm with you, bro. He says, because T'Challa is our Black hero. I think that's why we need him in the MCU. Here's the issue. Honestly, I want to be 100% honest and be honest with y'all and be honest with me. Is it really T'Challa or is it Storm?
What do you mean?
Who is the Black hero we really want to see more in the MCU? Is it T'Challa or Storm? I want to still see T'Challa. I grew up. I remember reading Fantastic 54, issue number 52, when T'Challa's introduced.
Both. I'm very confused.
People say the hero. We can have both. But I'm just asking a general question.
No. I understand that. I guess my answer would
be I'm just asking a vague question. They just do the people in the neighborhood. Yes. I'm just asking
my answer is both, because they do different things. You know what I'm saying? What Storm is and represents is very different than what T'Challa is and represents. They are both extremely important and extremely powerful
for
different reasons. So I don't know. That would be my answer.
No, and absolutely.
Again, I don't remember what episode we had E-Man on. I mean, I have said it. I am for recasting. I just was not ready for it in this movie. I needed a movie to just let things be how they were and then come with it. If you even want it in the post credit,
I think that was the thing from a
different universe. Fine. You know, whatever you want to do.
And I think that was the thing for me too. I'm like, I feel like, for me, I've always stated this, and I've told E-Man this. We talk a lot via Twitter and everything else. I don't want Kevin Feige to announce it to anybody. Let them do what they do. Yeah, he said that we're not casting T'Challa for Earth. They even said for Earth 616, T'Challa's not coming.
I thought they gave a different designation for the MCU. Did they not?
This is 616.
Oh, I literally thought the MCU was a different designation.
Or we 830, what is it, 830?
I'll check MCU Earth designation.
Yeah, I think we're 616.
It's 199999.
Fair. Okay, so the 1999 Earth, T'Challa's not coming back for that Earth. When you say that, that lets you know that, okay, that T'Challa's dead. We can still get T'Challa from another multiverse. You know what I'm saying? It can happen. But I think the thing is, everybody wanted the announcement of who's going to replace him. Who's going to replace him? Let the surprise happen again. And I say that because we don't even know who the Fantastic Four is still to this day.
Like, nigga, can you imagine? We get through Black Panther 2. It's fucking phenomenal. And they're like, fuck, man. Like, we couldn't. And like, again, by the time it happens, the multiverse of madness is happening, all that shit. And all of a sudden, you'd be like, my sister. And you go, T'Challa? And you don't even see the nigga. You just see a silhouette. Nigga, do you understand? Niggas would probably, their heads would explode. Their heads would explode. And so I think the other thing that we just have to have some patience with, I get we love to talk about shit. The same way you love to get in people's ass about like, stop being like, save so-and-so. Maybe they're done with that show. I kind of feel the same way. Just let shit happen. Let shit happen. And if we get to the end of Black Panther 2 and they're not even looking at it, then let's have a different conversation. You know what I mean?
Also, I'll say this. Yeah, when I get people's ass, let the Snyderverse go. The shit's dead. Discovery not doing it. Let this shit die. Anyway, it's time to go on for another part of the fucking show. The Snyderverse is dead. Let it die. And I've been drinking shots.
And now, what does that have to do? An ode to Karens, brought to you by Blurreds in the Hood. Now, before we go into this dedication, you must be asking yourself, well, what is a Karen and what does it mean? Well, Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman, especially as featured in memes. Karen is generally stereotyped as having a blonde bob haircut, asking to speak to retail and restaurant managers to voice complaints or make demands, and being a nagging, often divorced mother from Generation X. Karens most notably have been known now to call the police on black people when they're just doing this thing called living. You know,
something that God allowed them to do. This includes Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty, Sleepin' Sarah, and a host of others. And typically, Karens feel that because they are white women, they are entitled to do whatever they want and make life choices based on their insecurities as well as fears. Well, here are a few moments of wild Karens caught in their natural habitat.
All right, I'm glad the homie Daniel Land chimed in. He said, we only had one movie. Did they retire Christopher Reeve's Superman? Are we so attached to the character because we only got him after years? There's no saying that we will never get T'Challa again. I think, again, everybody feels like they have to control what a studio does when they do it and how they do it. We've already stated, the MCU has already stated, shall I say, we're going into the multiverse. Again, we just showed you three Spider-Men in one fucking time.
My other thing about it is like, A, let's give E-Man his credit. If you listen to what he's saying, he's not saying I need it to happen the very next film. He was like, at some point, we need another T'Challa. That is his whole movement. But my second thing is this. Why are you looking at what Feige said face up when he has lied to our face with trailers, with announcements, because
he wants
to surprise you, because he wants you to be thrilled? If we knew everything that was going to fucking happen before it happened, it would not be nearly as fun. Can we move the fuck on and talk about this stupid Karen?
I just want to make sure I said that, like, the nigga has lied several times about
it. He lies straight to our face all the time. And then we're how did he do it?
But there's a Karen I do have. For those who don't know, this is the part where we look at dumbass people who just want to be racist for no reason outside of things. Here's a woman who was told to put on a mask, and if she didn't want to put on a mask, she got to fucking leave.
Like, he knew me lying, bro.
He'd be lying like a motherfucker. Kevin Feige be like, let me tell you something. We ain't doing Riri Williams. Hey, what the fuck you mean we ain't doing Riri? Anyway, here we are, Karen for today.
Did you
literally Jabba the Hutter? Like, did you literally Jabba the Hutter? Did you Huttiza? Here's the thing I have. Here's the problem I have.
I just
go ahead.
They're not related. I know someone's already gonna come at me for making a weight joke and shit like that, but
I don't give a fuck because I'm
the minute somebody starts throwing around nigga like that. Fuck you. Fuck everything about you. I don't care if you're skinny.
That's what I was going to say. Once you get nigga, fuck your weight.
The minute the N-word comes out your mouth, fuck everything about you. I am pointing out every single thing about you that just fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Okay? And you look, for a minute I was like, is she going to do it? Because she goes, she came right back around.
You were like, is it?
Bro,
is
it? Bro, she was drifting, and then she said, skirt, and then went off the cliff. Like,
Here's my issue. I understand that people who are racist have it in their heart. Now, I'm tired of bullshit apologies. I've said this numerous times on the show. You can go back and watch every episode we do with Karen when people end up throwing a subsequent apology. This is not who I am. I was just upset. Fuck you and your mama. I hope y'all both die. The fact of the matter remains, you can't be, to be racist, you have to believe that you're better than the race in which you're demeaning, right? Your big ass couldn't even get up out the wheelchair after you put the brakes on. Yo, stop trying to be racist, because if a nigger pushes your motherfucking ass down a hill, your big ass gonna tumble. And guess what? Again, somebody like Winston said, somebody may go in the comments and be like, you ain't gotta talk about weight. Fuck that bitch. The moment you get racist, all bets are off. All bets are off.
I just, look, one of the things with black folk, as we've all done, when you coming for somebody, like, sometimes you just play in the motherfucking dozens, nigga, and you go after literally everything. You got a buck tooth. We talking about that, man. You know, you pigeon toe. We talking about that. Like, you out here looking like you smoke crack. We talking about that. It is what it is, bro. It really
befuddles me, because then you know what I'm saying, people like that, especially. So she gets put on the internet, right? People find out who she is and all the shit. What happens? Nothing. We know nothing happens, because guess what? There's nothing for her to lose. So her being a racist piece of shit is what she gets to do. And it's just like, ha, what they gonna take from me? I'm already doing this. Nah, bitch, we're gonna take the whatever's left of your dignity. But again, if she doesn't have it, it doesn't matter. And so my issue is still this. We keep trying to have people who say this country, people are too politically correct, they're too woke, et cetera, all they take everything to heart. Let me tell you something. Racism is what this country is fucking founded on. The foundation, the pillars of racism, the pillars of this foundation, this country, are racism. There's no other way around it. Especially, see, shout out to Stormy Woods. I'm a plus size girl. You can attack that racist bitch's weight. There we go.
I'm just also like, I mean, thank you. We needed that. I was just going to say, to that point, Jay and I have been very open about our struggles with our own weight and shit. So I feel like if anybody's going to be able to take the gloves off and start swinging, my nigga, you are trying to get us killed, aren't you?
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. I hit the wrong thing. My bad.
No, you didn't, bitch.
Nigga,
you
know nigga.
And also, it's more than that. It's also more than that.
Shut up. Like, I know what I'm doing.
Oh, you must have got something else. All right. Violator from Spawn, nigga. Oh, no. You talking about John
Leguizamo? John Leguizamo is the clown.
Oh, nigga. No.
Anyways. All right. So let's go on ahead and get ready to wrap this up for the week, man. What you got going on for the weekend? How people can find you? Get in touch with you, bro. Let's do it.
Thank you for asking that question. You know where to find me everywhere. Swaggy Blurred or Soul, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, twitch.tv/theswaggyblurred. This weekend, I will be live a couple times. So please do not hesitate to come and hang with me, play some Halo Infinite, talk, chat shit up. I got some other things I'm going to be working on this weekend and all that good stuff. But that's the main thing. Tomorrow, I'll be on Citizen, so keep an eye out that with the stuff that's going on in your neighborhood. The big thing, we're doing the starting of that Batman rewatch, so check that out as well. But then, of course, Tuesdays and Thursdays, coming this Tuesday on Blurreds in the Hood. Like we said, we in the hour that the show is going, we will be doing the Hot Ones Challenge. We're doing a wing every 10 minutes, building up to the end. I'll give you some time to, like, breathe, all that kind of shit. So you don't want to miss it. Definitely come and hang. But again, the biggest thing we stress more than anything, please, on our personal socials, you see them below us right here. We got, like, for us, and the way that this town works, unfortunately, numbers do on those platforms mean something. So we're putting out new content on all of them. Please do not hesitate to give us a follow, a subscribe, all that stuff on those. That's all I got going with me right now. Jay, what's good with you, bro?
Also, make sure you follow here. If you are watching us for the first time on Blurreds in the Hood, please follow us here on subscribe on Twitter. Go follow us over on Twitch. We need to build up these numbers. Please share the show. Share the channel. If you are listening on the podcast, share it to people. Let people know that this shit is wild. We appreciate everybody who loves us, who listens to us. We do want to reach a bigger audience, and so we can only do that with the help of the audience in which we all already have. I'm going to let him talk about something we're thinking about doing at the end of the show, or we'll just talk about it after the show.
Yeah, yeah. I can, I'll do it right now, but I need to do this first.
So with that, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, everywhere. Like I said, on TikTok, I'm throwing up old stand-up clips of mine from years back. Just put a bit or two up there. So please follow me at TikTok, Mr. J. Washington. I didn't want to do TikTok, but everybody's like, you're a comic. You got to do TikTok. It's like, I do everything else. So I'm there. Again, we will be back here Tuesday and Thursday. Tuesday, we will be collectively together doing this. Challenge at his house. So we'll be there Saturday. If you are in the Los Angeles area this Saturday night,
my girlfriend, hey, Ronan, my girlfriend just walked in, and now I'm having to explain meow.
As you should, as you should, as you should. This Saturday night, I'm back at Supernova Comedy in Hollywood. You can go to Supernova, S-U-P-E-R-N-O-V-A comedy.com to see the full lineup. I will be at the 7 o'clock show in Hollywood. Yo, it's a dope lineup. Nick Swartz and Dana Gould, myself, Jay Larson, and many others. So come check that out. The Mad Titan podcast will be back on Monday. Like I said, we drop every Monday now. So we will be recording this weekend. We're dropping this Monday. I get you caught up on all the things happening in the Marvel and DC live action cinematic universes. It is Barbershop Talk for Nerds. Come on back in that convo. Mad Titan, stand-up show. Blurge in the Hood next Tuesday. Follow us on social medias. Follow the show. Follow the show. Mm-hmm. Follow the show. Blurge in the Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Mm-hmm. Follow the show. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Shout out to Eric Boo Boo, who gave us, who cheered some bits about an hour ago near the start of the show. We appreciate that. So here's the big thing that we're talking about doing. Obviously, follow the show, as Jay just said. Share it with folks. That's big. But what we're thinking about doing, we want to get our Twitch channel to affiliate. We know that people do know how to come and watch us on Twitch. So we're thinking for the course of the course of February, and then we're going to check in with y'all if this is something that you'd be willing to do to help us out and all that shit. We're thinking about making the show just on Twitch for the month of February. And while we do that, we're going to run clips of the episodes on YouTube, because YouTube pushes smaller content. They do not push they don't push streaming, and they don't push long form. So we would be using Twitch to stream the show for that month, so we can hit partner, because we need to average a certain amount of hours and a certain amount of viewers to do that. And then we would be putting clips of the episodes on YouTube to try and get those numbers up and get new people to pay attention to the show. So if we did that, we just want to know, if we kind of split it up like that for that month, would you be able to continue to follow us and do all that shit? That's what we're looking to do. Is that something that y'all understand and can get down with? Please let us know, man.
And again, it is only based on the neighborhood. So for those of you all watching us live right now, those watching on the replay, everything like that, we need your input, because we don't want to just go ahead and do this.
Right.
And the numbers don't work.
Right. We're literally just trying it. And we were talking about this before the show. We have done kind of the same thing for the last 2 years, and it's been wonderful. This neighborhood has been great. But obviously, I'm sure you feel the same way. We want to continue to grow it. So that's all. Now, to answer that question, Joseph Ashley, if you're watching from your phone, then yes. If you're watching from your computer, you just go to twitch.tv. There's no app to get. You just go to a website, and that's it. So that's what we're asking.
Yeah, we're only going to do the month of February for Black History Month, because niggas need to make an advance. So I feel like that's what we're going to do. So we're going to do that. All right. With that being said, if you know this show, you already know. We will holler at y'all back on Tuesday. Take care. We out.
Peace.
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.
I forgot one thing. Jay has a post credit for you, but I forgot one thing. Swag Day Fun Day is coming back. I'm probably going to do it earlier in the morning on Sunday just because the Cowboys game is at 1. So I will keep you posted. Check on my Twitter.
Real quick, I want to acknowledge this. Chris Taylor said, well, how do we get me out if you guys aren't on YouTube?
We'll figure it out. Like, don't worry. We'll figure it out. Come up with a plan.
And Mike Ordo said, bits for meow.
I don't hate that.
I don't hate that.
I don't hate that.
Well, all right. So we... You know what? If I'm going to play this, I'm going to play this at the end of the fucking show. And if they flag me, they flag me. Later.
How you feel, brother?
Feeling good.
You feel good?
Feeling good.
Ain't so much bone, brother. How you feel, man?
I feel all right.
I call your name. I don't want no people to know you're in here.
Yeah.
How you feel, fella?
Right.
Hey, yeah. You're getting down. Look at him. Ha. We're going to have. Take them up, Fred.